Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Outland Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, and joining us, as he has for a long, long time, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. And, Mike, I start today because we go to the ACC Media Day up in Carolina, 3 or 4 day event. And you know who from North Carolina is going to be up there. And we've been talking this morning, and we've had a lot of people believe that Jordan Hudson is going to be there. And I'm saying, no way. One day in and out on a private plane, 3 or 4 of Bill Belichick's best players and an SI with them. There is no way she shows up. I've never seen a wife or girlfriend on that at that thing in 7 or 8 years. What do you think?
I'd be surprised at this point, but there is a certain element of defiance that flashes from time to time from her and from him. And here's the wrinkle that we need to keep in mind. And people ask me, well, what matters that his buyout has dropped from $10 million as of this past Sunday to $1 million. No NFL team's going to hire him. Well, first of all, I'm not 100% sure that no NFL team will. I made the case yesterday for the Buccaneers to be a team to keep an eye on for 2026 because they have the talent. And if they don't get deep into the playoff tree, I could see the Buccaneers, given their history of making some kooky coaching decisions, I could see them considering it. But the buyout isn't just what it would cost an NFL team to hire him. It's what it would cost him to just walk away. And he has power now over North Carolina that he didn't have before June 1. Because if he doesn't like the way things are going, if he doesn't like what they're telling him she can and can't do, where she can and can't be,
right,
what her role is or isn't. And, you know, when it all hit the fan a few weeks ago that she'd been banned from the facility and people took that literally, like, you know, you're going to be arrested for trespassing if you show up. The point is, she was told, you don't work here. And that was the first line of the statement. You don't work here. Now that he can write a check for $1 million and walk away, that gives him the power to say, she's going wherever I want her to go. If I want to go to these media days, she's going. And if you don't like it, I'll write a check for $1 million and I'll leave. And it's something worth at least paying attention to, because what do we keep hearing? The stuff Channing Crowder said before he had to unsay it, the stuff that others have said, she calls the shots and she tells him what to do. So that's the big wild card here, and that's the thing that makes this story even more compelling. The coach of the New England Patriots for all those years, greatest coach in NFL history, the perception slash reality that he's got somebody else nearly 50 years younger than him telling him what to do and how to do it, it makes it almost Shakespearean.
Plus, as you mentioned, because he's still coaching, it'd be one thing if you're retired and off in the middle of nowhere on a boat or an island. I agree. So the other part of this, and there's so many, and I love your stuff that you did with Pablo. I thought it was really good. Michael Lombardi and his two sons. I agree, and I know everybody's got an opinion. Every man and woman's got an opinion on this. There's no way they're a big fan of hers. Michael Lombardi says, hey, Bill, this is not good for business, number one. And his sons, it's their dad. And I'm guessing the daughter-in-laws aren't big on it either, right? I think that's pretty everybody'd agree with that. I don't know how Bill takes it or if they say it to his face, but they can't be big fans of this woman jumping into this guy's career now.
Yeah, and there have been reports and some indications, some social media stuff suggesting that Steve's wife isn't a big fan of what's been going on. The Lombardi angle is fascinating, though, because before this all hit the fan with that CBS interview where she notoriously said, we're not talking about that, when the very hard-hitting question, how did you meet, was asked. Lombardi, before that, he was doing McAfee's show on a regular basis.
That's right.
I doubt that he turned down any chance to go wave the North Carolina flag because it's a very simple calculation. We're taking full advantage of this publicity. It's going to help us with recruiting. It's going to help the profile of the program. It makes us a more legitimate college football force. He's been silent, as far as I know, as far as I've seen. I haven't seen him on anything. He hasn't been talking about this. And when Pablo Torre was on with Bill Simmons earlier this week, and Torre mentioned that Lombardi is very concerned, deeply concerned, I think was the quote. You know, Lombardi worked for Simmons. And if anybody knows what Lombardi's thinking, I mean, I'm sure that Simmons at some point, how could you not text him at some point and say, what the hell is going on with Bill? And when at a minimum, when Torre says that, Simmons knows enough to either contradict it or confirm it. I'd be stunned if he knows nothing at all about Lombardi's position. And Simmons kind of deftly changed the subject. I think that he knew what he was doing, because I think if he was pressed on it, hey, what have you heard from Lombardi? What has Lombardi said? I think he would confirm that Lombardi's concerned. How could you not be concerned?
Yeah.
This is so unlike Belichick. And I think that's the best point from Torre, because, you know, so many people say, why do you care? Why do you care? Why is it our business? Well, because North Carolina thought they were hiring Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots head coach, not Bill Belichick, this guy that brings his significant other to work and has her work for the team. Like, we've never seen that anywhere.
No.
When have we ever seen, you mentioned that earlier, when have you ever seen wife, fiance, girlfriend, family member who isn't employed by the organization working for the organization? It's unprecedented.
Yeah, no question about it. By the way, the other one that's popping up around here today, a lot of people don't think he'll even make it through the year. I don't think he'd quit on this team till after the year. You agree? There's no chance he walks out early.
I doubt that he will at this point. I think there's a defiance, as I mentioned earlier, basic pride. Let's see how this goes. And he still wants to catch Don Shula. Let's not forget that. Just because the NFL door is slammed to him for now, there's a motivation. If he does well with North Carolina, we don't know what all 32 owners are going to do. And I'm telling you, watch the Buccaneers. They've done some crazy things. I mean, for God's sake, they hired Greg Schiano. Nobody else even had Greg Schiano on their radar screen.
Yeah.
But we could go through the list. They fire John Gruden and they promote Raheem Morris from defensive back coach to head coach when he was like 32 years old. They have done some kooky things when it comes to head coaches, unconventional things when it comes to head coaches. And when Lombardi started putting out the idea last December that Todd Bowles, the current Bucs coach, might retire after the season, there are people who think he might retire. I think he's trying to speak something into existence, because I think if Belichick was going to go anywhere for this year, it was going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on what North Carolina does. You know, we have to take our cues from what we've already seen. And what we've already seen is a lot of crazy stuff. So we have to assume that there's a potential for more crazy stuff to come.
All right, Mike, I know we've been talking about this for months, and it happened. I don't think we're surprised. I know you're not surprised. Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers and be at minicamp next week. He's expected to be there. But my bigger question is, boy, I usually feel good about Steeler teams. I've looked at that thing. It looks shorthanded on the outside. It just doesn't feel like a playoff team for the first time in a long time. How do you feel about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers going forward?
Hey, Joe, we could take the snapshot of pretty much every Steelers team over the last 10 or 15 years and have similar concerns. But Mike Tomlin has a knack for getting those players to come together and win football games. They've got the best quarterback by far that they've had since Ben Roethlisberger retired, and probably a year before he retired. Because that last year, they didn't really want him to come back. They made him an offer that they thought he was going to refuse. It was just in that range of it's high enough that it's not disrespectful. It's low enough that surely he's not going to take it, and he took it. So I'd say since the 2020 season, this is the best quarterback they've had by far. I'm not gonna write them off because I've seen it too many times. The question is, can they win a playoff game? You know, this is the longest drought they've ever had since they first won a playoff game, December 23, 1972, 1 week before the Dolphins went to Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl en route to the 17-0 season, the Immaculate Reception game. That was the first time the Steelers ever won a playoff game. They're currently in their longest drought since that day of not winning a playoff game. I think that's the mandate. I think that's the key. And they seem desperate right now. And I think everything they've done this offseason, the DK Metcalf trade and the contract they gave to him, waiting for Aaron Rodgers for months, it all smacks of desperation. And we were saying on the show earlier today, they should change their signature fourth quarter song from Renegade to Desperado, because I feel like they are truly desperate this year to get to the playoffs and win a game. And if they don't, I this is the first time in a long time I felt like maybe the Steelers would make a coaching change.
Wow. That's crazy. You know, you talked about drought. You know, you're teasing fans down here, speaking a long drought of not winning a playoff game, 25 years and counting. So
the clocks on 25 minutes after the hour this year?
It's going to move. 1 minute later. Exactly.
If it lasts long enough, doesn't it? It'd be like daylight savings time.
Hey, so we find out Zach Sealer and Jonnu Smith, two guys that Zach signed an extension. Jonnu Smith signed that 2-year deal, makes it to a Pro Bowl, making 4.1. Both those guys want to get new contracts, want more money for being a really good defensive lineman and one of the best tight ends. After the Dolphins gave all that money to a lot of guys and didn't get anything out of it last year, how does this end, in your opinion? I can't imagine them being gone. I think something gets worked out. What do you think?
Well, you know, and that's really the key. Look at the contract they gave to Jalen Ramsey last September, made him the highest-paid player at his position, and then 6 months later they're ready to wipe the slate clean. The Tyreek Hill new contract is kind of hanging on them right now. If you're going to have good players, you got to pay them. But you also have to be able to manage the cap. You got a lot of money invested in your quarterback. It's just a weird vibe. And I know it's probably harder to feel that when you're in Miami and you're paying attention to the team. But nationwide, like when I pull back the lens and I look at the franchises and I try to get a feel for where each one is right now, it's just a weird vibe with the Dolphins. And I know they say it's not a rebuild. I don't know what it is, but it just feels like the window was open. They had their chance. They couldn't get through it, and now the window's closing, and it's closing quickly. And I just feel like change is coming sooner than later. And there's just a lot, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be figured out. And I think after this season, we're going to probably see the process begin of figuring out some stuff.
I got to tell you, just to follow up to what you said, Mike has come out here this week and said, we're going young. We got to play young guys, and maybe in the past we didn't play enough young guys and we made them sit too long. We got to get some guys. And I just took that, guys from last year, even a few guys from the year before that haven't worked out yet. And this draft class, they are going to have a record amount of young dudes with not very much experience playing a lot on offense and defense, to your point.
Well, and you know why that's important? When you get yourself in a salary cap pinch,
yes,
the only way out of it is to load up with young, cheap guys and get those guys on the field, because you don't have the luxury of going out and signing expensive players. And if you're going to be moving on from a Jalen Ramsey and taking a cap hit this year and a cap hit next year, and you've got still Xavien Howard money, I think. Does Xavien Howard money still hit the cap this year, right?
Ooh.
Yes. There's still a bunch of Xavien Howard money.
Yeah.
I mean, it just creates a weird situation, and that's the thing. Yeah, it's not people will say that, you know, revenue sharing helps, you know, balance out the teams, and the draft balances out the teams. You know, the bad teams get to go first. The thing that gives every team the best possible way to compete is having those 7 draft picks every year, regardless of where you pick in the round. you get them so cheap. They are so cheap, and you have this nucleus that layers
right.
on itself year after year of these cheap guys. And, yeah, eventually you have to pay the good ones, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just go cheap. And, you know, that's the last bastion of a team that's trying to turn it around. Let's just hope these young guys can come in and save us. Well, good luck. Good luck with that. You're going to have a lot of work to do to get those guys ready.
Hey, Mike.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, we talk a lot. You and I talk a lot about quarterbacks. I'm guessing you do year-round. The topic always comes up. This Anthony Richardson shoulder injury. Daniel Jones, I thought was going to be the starter anyway when it's said and done. And that's without even seeing Daniel Jones play since he was a member of the Giants, and that didn't go well. This is a weird one, though. Anthony Richardson is already has a shoulder, or it was from before injury. I don't think that's going to be open. I think it's going to be Daniel Jones' job.
When the coach of the team, Shane Steichen, said yesterday that they expect Richardson back at some point during training camp, that's when I said, well, Daniel Jones is going to be the week one starter. And I feel bad for the Colts. They've been in this cycle of quarterback uncertainty ever since Andrew Luck retired on them unexpectedly in August of 2019. And at first they went veteran, and that didn't work. So, hey, let's go draft a guy. It worked when we drafted Peyton Manning. It worked when we drafted Andrew Luck. Well, it didn't work when they drafted Anthony Richardson. And one of the things that teams are learning when it comes to quarterbacks, you want guys that played a lot at the college level. You don't want a project at quarterback, a guy with a ceiling that you haven't seen him approach yet. Anthony Richardson started 24 games in 3 years at Florida. Dylan Gabriel, guy who's in contention to start for the Browns, he started 63 games in college. Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix were up in that same type of experience level. That matters, and teams are starting to figure out that experience at the college level quarterback position matters.
Well, I tell you what, this quarterback thing never stopped. I got to ask you before I let you go, of the four quarterbacks in Cleveland, I know it's early. Who starts game one of the four guys?
Right now, my guess is Joe Flacco, because he's the one that you're going to be able to get ready with limited reps. I believe what they're going to do, and I don't know this. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves and apply common sense. I think Kenny Pickett gets traded before camp opens, because you can't take those four guys to camp. Now, the Browns can, because that's the Browns. I said earlier this week, you know, when they say when you have two quarterbacks, you have none. When you have five quarterbacks, you're the Browns. But I think they'll move on from Pickett. They should. You can't distribute enough practice reps among four guys. So it's Flacco, who's the fan favorite, and the two young guys. And you spend time in training camp trying to see who of the two young guys is better positioned to be the backup to Flacco. And Flacco needs the least work to be ready to go. And Flacco has some, you know, he can give you some stability or whatever. And then at the right time, and we'll know when the right time is, they put one of the rookies out there. But I think it'll be Flacco and the two rookies. And hovering over all of this, Joe, and only the Browns could have this happen. They have written off Deshaun Watson.
Oh.
Deshaun Watson has not written off playing this year. And I think he's going to do everything he can to get himself healthy. And the day he shows up with a clean bill of health from his doctor, that his Achilles tendon is healed and he's good to go, the Browns are going to have a mess on their hands, especially since they're counting on millions in insurance for Watson having an injury that keeps him from playing this year. So it's got the potential to get very awkward and very messy, and if any team is going to go through that based upon the past 20 years in the NFL, your first guess is going to be it's going to happen to the Browns.
Mm, God, what a great way to finish. Mike, have a great weekend, man. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, pal.
All right.
See you.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us, as he always does on a Friday. Hey, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida real quickly. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about a great sports program, a great sports medicine program, one of the best in the country. You start talking about taking care of the Dolphins, the Heat, Inter Miami, the Panthers, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes, and all the rest of us. And how do you become a top sports medicine program? You have the great doctors and great facilities, and boy, Baptist Health's got the total package. Knee specialist, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors. They got specialists for everything. They've seen every kind of surgery, every kind of injury, and they're ready to take care of you with three great facilities in Dade and Broward County. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Let's get you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.